This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. You can subscribe to the app on Apple and Android. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details.
Lucy and Sam on FUBAR.
Hello, my lovely listeners, and welcome to FUBAR Radio. We've got an exciting show for you, and you know why? Because it's brand spanking new. That's right, it's the Sam and Lucy show. And whether you're listening to us at school and Mrs. O'Neill's telling you to take those bloody headphones out, or you're at university trying to get that dissertation done, but all you've done is colour code it, or maybe you're at work and you're listening to what you want to listen to, you're not so guilty, guilty pleasure, pirate radio. You excited, Sam?
Quite excited, mate, yeah. Just a bit ill.
You're a bit ill.
Which is kind of taking the edge off it.
Oh.
Because I'm more worried about my runny nose than this show.
Well, I could do a little wee of excitement. I'm so excited.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Are you ill as well?
No, I'm just slightly incontinent when I'm excited.
Oh, it's just something you've had to terms with.
Just got to deal with it, Sam.
All the time.
Take it as it comes. Which is difficult being a comedy journalist because, you know, that's a lot of laughter. That's a lot of urine
God,
there,
yeah.
You know.
Mm. I actually was incontinent for a few years of my life. Like, a number of years I had to deal with incontinence, and I thought it was going to be something that I had for the rest of my life.
Do you ever think, brand new show, show number one, first thing we talk about, incontinence.
Yeah, but I'm happy to
straight
talk
in
about
there.
It.
You know, because we're pirate radio, we'll even talk about incontinence.
Do you want to hear the story?
Go on, then.
So, I was 14.
Right.
I think. So, at 14, that's like the prime age when you need to be cool.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, now I'm 21, I've realised it's not the be-all and end-all.
What, able to control your bladder?
No, being cool.
Oh, I see. Oh, okay.
Whereas when you're 14, that's all you care about.
Yeah.
All I want to be is cool.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, I'm with you.
So incontinence, no matter what your age, isn't cool. But being incontinent at 14 is a nightmare.
Now, when we say incontinent, are we talking about number ones or the number twos?
No, number ones.
Oh, thank God.
Number twos, I was in complete control of.
No shouting going on there.
No, complete control of number twos.
Oh, thank God for that.
Just number ones I had an issue with.
Yeah.
Because, and this is a true story, because a teacher didn't let me go to the toilet once, I developed a very bad bladder infection.
Oh,
which had scarred
Sam.
Me for, I'd say, 18 months.
Yeah.
So, what happened was, I, for some reason, was drinking loads of Lucozade or whatever it was over lunchtime.
Mm-hmm.
Come to period four, which at my school, that was the one straight after lunch.
Okay. Full of Sunny D and everything, yeah.
Well, it wasn't Sunny D at the time. It was probably like Mountain Dew or something.
Oh,
because
okay.
We had an ice cream van. He used to park up round the corner from school. And this is when Mountain Dew wasn't in the shop, but he was selling it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's actually quite cool. You really were a cool kid, apart from incontinence.
Yeah. So I drank too much Mountain Dew.
Okay.
Mr. Shaw then didn't let me go to the toilet.
Yeah.
And I was desperate. And we were just packing up, and I'd be like, sir, please, please, please. And he was like, Sam, 5 minutes to go, you know, 3 minutes to go, we're packing up, and just as we're packing up, we're about to leave, I just get this feeling run through my body, and it's that same feeling you get when you go to the toilet.
Yeah.
Can you picture that one? It's that
relief
feeling.
Yeah, I'm picturing it. I'm trying to hold it in right now, yeah.
Do you know the one I'm talking about? It's almost like, it's similar to sex.
Okay.
When you really need the toilet, and then it just comes out of you, and I had that very feeling.
Both joy and horror. At the same time.
Yeah, it just washed over me, this like, and then I just thought, well, that's it. I'm 14 and I've just wet myself on the front row of an English classroom.
Oh.
But then I realised that I hadn't wet myself. What had happened was I just got that wash feeling over me. And then for about 2 weeks on the trot, that feeling just kept coming.
Right.
Kept coming. And I felt like I needed the toilet every 2 minutes, yet when I went to the toilet, nothing was coming out. I had to warn teachers. I had to say to teachers, I've got a bladder infection, which is not cool. You know,
no,
like,
you never want to say, I've got cystitis, miss, let me out.
That's why I had to do, like, part of the register. It was like, Zam, yes, miss, and I've got cystitis. that's what happened. But
Sam, the cystitis kid.
That's what I became. So it was bad for about 2 weeks. It was that bad for 2 weeks. I was Sam the cystitis kid. But then after that, I would say it was incontinence. It was before every single lesson, I had to go to the toilet.
Oh, you little weirdo.
And there was two of us, me and my friend Michael, weren't that friendly, but because we were in a lot of classes together, we were both incontinent, we became best of friends.
The incontinence twins.
But now I'm a bit older, I've realised that it was just a phase.
So is it over now? Do I need to worry about this? Do I need to schedule loo breaks?
No, we'll play songs.
And then you can run for a quick wee.
Yeah.
You and Michael, meet up, high five, wee. We made it.
He's still just as bad now.
Is he?
He texts me. He goes to work and is in the toilet all the time. And he'll text me when he's at the urinal telling me.
Really?
Yeah, that bad. But like, aww. I say, I'm over it. As long as I play enough
it's
songs.
Not like you're talking about it on our first radio show.
Oh, no,
show,
I'm not over the fact
trauma.
That I was... Yeah, the trauma's still there. Like, you can't... Being an incontinent 14-year-old is not good. But I think I'm over the actual cystitis, I think.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Your cystitis comes and goes.
It does, yeah.
It could come back.
Well, I hope not.
Mm.
I really hope... I'll just have to make sure I go to the toilet.
Cranberry juice.
That's how you get it out of you. This is what I was told at the time.
All the cranberries and stuff.
Yeah.
Just flush it out, Sam.
But cranberry juice is good for everything, isn't it? Because I've got a cold at the moment.
So. It's good for your throat.
Really? Because that's what I'm struggling with now.
Oh, is it? Because I get tonsillitis a lot, as we know. So, you know, cranberry juice on it.
This year, I've had more sore throats than ever before in my life.
Yeah.
And I don't know why that is, but at the moment I'm struggling with the worst sore throat ever, to the point where I'm waking up in the mornings claustrophobic because I can't breathe. Because that's what it feels like.
This show is meant to be young, hip, for the young people. We just sound like a couple of old cronies talking about our aches and pains and illnesses and incontinence, literally.
I'm getting excuses in now.
Yeah.
I wanted to talk about the fact I was ill because this is the first one.
Yeah.
People next door, they have the power to turn us off. And I think they're listening.
They could do it at any moment. Just slide it down.
Right. So what I'm saying is...
Please don't.
If I get the excuses in now, if you get the excuses in now... At least then we maybe will have another go at it. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They'll realise, ill as well.
Your excuse, you've got a sore throat, you know, you're a bit under the weather, runny nose. Okay, what can my excuse be for being a bit shit?
Oh, I'm trying to think. Are you not ill?
No, I'm fine. I'm actually really good. If I whisper, they won't hear me, right?
No, you're still quite loud. You're speaking into a microphone.
Oh.
Will you do me a favour, Luce?
Yeah.
And this is not good for our first link, but because it was so warm in here when we started, I opened the window to let some air in, but now we can hear every car go past.
I know. It's not sound effects.
Quickly shut it.
I'm on it.
Quickly shut it. Yes, welcome along. So first ever, Sam and Lucy. Are we going with Sam and Lucy or Lucy and Sam?
Well.
Because that's what we've been arguing about, isn't it?
You're bossing me about, making me close the window. Right, I'm back. Sam and Lucy, Lucy and Sam. Well, Lucy and Sam sounds better.
I'm
more important. Lucy should go first. Alphabetically, I should go first. It makes sense, Sam.
Well, actually, I've got a jingle that says something about alpha. Well, listen to this.
Right.
Lucy and Sam on FUBAR. It's like Sam and Lucy on FUBAR, but just alphabetical.
Exactly, he makes a good point.
Well, I don't know about that. I was just told that the person with the fewer syllables in their name should go first.
They did just come in and tell us that.
And he's the person who makes the jingles.
Mm.
So if we're going with that, then this makes way more sense.
Sam and Lucy on FUBAR.
Right, this isn't fair because you obviously can't see this, listeners, but Sam is in control of all the buttons and he can do whatever he likes. So he'll do that and put him first.
On FUBAR.
Yeah, right. Whenever I want.
But the thing is, you clearly brainwashed me because in the intro I said Sam and Lucy.
You did, yeah.
You've brainwashed me. It's in already.
And I started with a Lucy and Sam jingle, so I thought, although I agree that Sam should come before Lucy,
wrong.
I thought for now, I'll play Lucy and Sam jingle just because that'll keep you happy. But then as soon as you started, it was the Sam and Lucy show.
Well, I'm at pains to say it, but I do think Sam and Lucy sounds marginally better.
Thank you.
That does really annoy me, though, because I really wanted to go first.
No, it's
or
fine.
Maybe we could be like, you know, a rapper or something. So it's like The Lucy Show feat Sam.
The Lucy Show feat Sam.
How do you feel about that?
Well, we'll get the
feet
jingle.
Full stop, Sam.
We'll get the jingle made up and then we'll just have a
so
listen.
So then, like, I'm doing all the boom, and then you just, like, come on in, like
I do the
all the girls do, and they're like, yeah, you're that girl.
Right. Well, or it could be Sam feat Lucy. Okay,
no.
And I'll be the R&B singer, like Neo, say, and you can be...
Yeah, you haven't thought about that before.
Well, A little bit. I'll be Neo, and then you can come on and do like my.
It'll be like a Christina Aguilera or something, won't I? I'll be rubbish.
No, I'm thinking Snoop Dogg.
Because
what you'll do, I'll do my R&B song, and you know, like they used to do late noughties, there was this thing that went round, and all pop music.